This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. It's another wild and crazy day here on Agenda 21 Radio. We just got done just going over all the Ukrainian Mueller, Manafort, Podesta business. And you can hear it on our podcast here on Agenda 21 Radio. But a lot of other things going on. We've been watching this Ohio thing. We're actually going to check in right now. I have to admit I have not checked into this, but I'm doing it right now. During the break, it was very, very busy here in Studio 21. Close doesn't count. This is the new article that's just fresh up here on, well, let's go to Drudge. Where's Drudge when you need Drudge, right? Just one of these kind of things that pops up every time. The race in Ohio is really very, very close, but this is, close does not count. It says, Dems falling short in string of tight contest, raising doubts about blue wave predictions. Okay, this is fresh from Fox. They must have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio in the first hour, because we were talking about this, of course. Says Democratic candidates have put up a fight in a string of House races in GOP territory since last year, but keep falling short, raising questions about whether they can reclaim the majority in the chamber this fall. And I don't think they can. You've heard me say this. I think in California we're going to pick up a number of seats, actually. And we'll be talking about some of those. Actually, I got one that I could talk about right now, but I'm not going to. Anyway, it says the big three takeaways you need to know about Tuesday's primary. Trump-backed Chris Korbach leads Kansas primary by slim margin in unofficial count. Trump-backed candidate Balderson claims dramatic victory over Dem rival in crucial Ohio race. Trump calls John James a future star after primary win. Now, John James, this is an interesting little race. We're going to get into this a little. I think I'm going to play this right now so you can hear what's going on. Well, we got to figure, I've got to do all the technology things as we get into this. But John James in Michigan, Senate primary, this guy's just a fantastic, I think he's the guy that was the helicopter pilot, but he's a fantastic candidate. And, of course, he just clobbers the people that he was running against. And this was in last night's election. So we got a report here from Mike Tobin, who's going to report on Mr. James. And I'm really, really I like this guy. I like this guy a lot. And he's going to be a great addition.
In his corner, calling him a future star of the grand old party, this 37-year-old political newcomer, John James, marched to a convincing win here in Michigan. James, a former Apache pilot who served in Iraq, made his victory speech in the warehouse of the family business he's been running since 2012. James told his supporters that he is not going to advocate a black message or a white message, but a Michigan message. And he turned his guns on the big upcoming fight, Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow, about whom he said her time is up.
Debbie Stabenow has been living on the taxpayer dime for 43 years with nothing to show for it. Well, I'll tell you what, she's in for the fight of her life in this fall.
Now, Stabenow is the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate in Michigan. She has easily fended off challenges in the past. The polls thus far give her an advantage, and she's got more money than James. Political experts at the University of Michigan and Michigan State predict agriculture, manufacturing, and female voters will show up for Stabenow. James has President Trump in his corner, but the endorsement might not mean as much in the general election. Trump did win Michigan, but the margin was thin. Bill?
Thank you, Mike. Mike Tobin, good work there.
Okay, so that kind of, you know, he was the Apache pilot. So I was right. I haven't read much about this guy, but it was kind of interesting to pick that one up. Let's see, Rashid Tlaib, likely first Muslim congresswoman. What to know about former Michigan State Representative Rashid Tlaib, who will likely become the first ever Muslim woman elected Congress. Okay, well, that's another story. I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm sorry, the shining object popped up here again. All these election results climbing in here. But anyway, James is an excellent candidate, and Stabenow, what has she really given Michigan? That's just it. She's given nothing to Michigan. And I think that's going to be very, very well played out. I think people are going to see that she has absolutely done nothing there. But so far, Troy Balderson is still has the lead, and no one's calling it yet. Even right now, we've got nobody calling it. That it's because there's like 1,700 votes still, and I guess they're going to do some counting this morning. So we'll let you know. I think they should have them counted by now. It's the East Coast time. It's 11 o'clock. So they should have them counted, but I was told they were going to count them. This last night they're going to count them this morning. I think they had about 300 or 400 more ballots to count, and even if all those went, that would still leave them short, or leave the candidate Balderson in the lead. We got the Balderson comments right now. We're going to listen to a little bit as we get into this.
For the opportunity
Balderson
to represent the voters of the 12th Congressional District.
This is him claiming
and
victory last night.
They have bestowed on me. I have so many people to thank tonight.
Yeah, this was last night at about 11 o'clock East Coast time. He's claiming victory at 17. They say that 100% of the vote was counted at this point in time. That's what was happening. I was watching this live as it was coming in, and it was kind of interesting to see this. Well, I didn't see it live when it was coming in. I was seeing it tape delayed after my meetings, and it was playing on the player. I had to admit it was playing on the player as I was in the meeting. But this is a big step, obviously, because it's making the statement about the blue wave not happening. And again, this is exactly what we've been saying. The blue wave is not going to appear. There's going to be crushing defeats, even more so. And, of course, the more that you hear from certain people, such as Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria, Can I call her just Alex? The socialist, that is there. Alex seems to have had a few problems, and a few problems that developed. And of course, this was something that we all knew about. She's got some socialist problems. She's got problems with socialism. Go figure. Can you imagine that, having those kind of problems? Anyway, she strikes out. This was what we reported in the first hour. All the endorsed candidates that she endorsed lost. And they lost ugly. That makes any sense. Socialist star Ocasio-Cortez strikes out. All endorsed candidates lose Tuesday's primaries. And I love the lead, and this is from the American Mirror, and I love this guy, Kyle Olson, the writer who wrote this. It says, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's record on Tuesday night for her chosen primary candidates was as bare as a Venezuelan supermarket shelf. See, because she's a socialist. Maduro, who had the exploding bombs the other day, remember that? The drones that were blowing up almost. Obviously, someone was sending a message to him through the drones. They had these drones flying. Big military ceremony. You know, you got to love these dictators, right? Because they're called dictators for a reason. Anyway, so you have this situation where they're having this big, huge military parade. Gosh, come on, get the music out of here. The big military, and all of a sudden drones come flying in, and they blow up in midair. And what happened to all the people in the military parade? They scattered. You bet they did. Bombs from drones. Socialist. Bear supermarkets. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay. DiFi. DiFi. Dianne Feinstein. Oh, boy. Here we go about Dianne Feinstein. The drip, drip, drip of information about Dianne Feinstein's coming. I hate it when this happens. Okay, I don't hate it when this happens. I really, really don't hate it when it happens. But it's happening. I just have to tell you that there's more information now coming out about Dianne Feinstein and her, well, her driver, her aide, whatever the guy's called. Yep. More information. Okay, so this is what we have here now about Dianne. Where is that Dianne Feinstein thing? Where is it? Where did, oh, I hate when this happens. Oh, here we go. Feinstein ties to China way deeper than alleged office spy. No. No, the Federalist reports. Ah, here we go. This is a new one. This is I haven't read it. It's called Read. I haven't read it. It just popped up, but here it is. Okay. But I do have a fresh cup of Agenda 21 Radio Brew. Are you hearing me, Trona? Trona, California. Not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there. They have a little sign outside of town. It says, end of the earth, 10 miles. Trona, 15 miles. Think about it. One side, you know how you're out in the country, and you see all these signs, and these people play these little jokes every half a mile. They put up a sign that's a little joke on the right-hand side. So this is, they got a sign. It's like a sign that says, that, you know, how many miles ahead. It says, one sign says, you're driving along, it says, end of the earth, 10 miles. The next sign says, Trona, California, 15 miles. So you're just launched in outer space. Get it? Something like that. It says, okay, so this is Dianne Feinstein's warm relationship with and advocacy for communist China go back decades and involve millions, if not billions, of dollars. I'm shocked to see that they're reporting what we've been talking about on Agenda 21 Radio for years. I mean, literally, about Dianne Feinstein. What's up with that? I am shocked, 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 shocked. It says, this is National Security, the Federalist, and it's Ben Wieringen. Okay, I think it's Ben Wieringen. You can see it right there. They got small little writing. It says here, this in this article, I sometimes say that in my last life, maybe I was Chinese. That's a quote from Senator Dianne Feinstein. She doesn't look at all Chinese. But she was up in Lake Tahoe yesterday doing this Tahoe conservatory business, making a speech. It was rather spy looking for an 80-something-year-old. As media intelligence agency and political scrutiny of foreign meddling is seemingly at its apex, a story with a big national security implications involving a high-ranking senator with access to America's most sensitive intelligence information has been hiding in plain sight. Plain sight. And I got to tell you, it's not been plain sight on Agenda 21 Radio at all. For years, we've been reporting on this. Welcome to Reality Check. This is what I'm saying. We've been reporting on this phenomenon. We're about to, I haven't read the article. I know where this is going. He listens to Agenda 21 Radio, I swear. But we've been reporting this stuff for years. Years. Why? Because we're New California. Hello? The story involves China and the U.S. Senator from California and former chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Democrat Dianne Feinstein. It was buried 8 paragraphs into a recent political expose on foreign efforts to infiltrate Silicon Valley as a passing example of political espionage. For former intelligence officials said Chinese intelligence once recruited a staff member at a California office of U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, and the source reported back to China about local politics. A spokesperson for Feinstein said the office doesn't comment on personnel matters or investigations, but noted that no Feinstein staffer in California has ever had a security clearance. Later comes additional details. Here we go. According to four former intelligence officials in the 2000s, a staffer in Senator Dianne Feinstein's San Francisco field office was reporting back to MSS, that's Chinese Ministry of State Security, its intelligence and security apparatus, while this person, who was a liaison to the local Chinese community, was fired. Charges were never filed against him. One former official reasoned this was because the staffer was providing political intelligence and not classified information, making prosecution far more difficult. The suspected informant was run by officials based at China's San Francisco consulate, said another former intelligence official. The spy handler probably got an award back in China for his work, noted is this former official dryly. This is this, meaning dry, sort of dry humor. The anecdote provides significantly more questions than answers. For starters, who was the spy? For how long was the spy under surveillance? What information about local politics was the spy passing back to China? And just how close was the spy to the senator? Did law enforcement officials sweep vehicles in other areas for listening devices? And was there an investigation into whether others in the senator's circle may have been coordinating with Beijing? Did the senator expose herself to potential blackmail or the public to danger through leakage of sensitive, highly classified information? Is firing really the proper punishment for providing political intelligence to a foreign power? We now know only the most basic of additional details about what occurred in Feinstein's office. 5 years ago, the FBI approached the senator to appraise her that a San Francisco-based staffer was being investigated under suspicion of spying for China. Now, 5 years ago, what was going on with the FBI in California and China, Shrimp Boy? Shrimp Boy. Huh. Ah. I hate it when a plan comes together. 5 years ago, let's see, let's do some math. 5 years ago would have been 2013. Wow. And you know what happened in, September of 2012? Benghazi. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? I just thought I'd throw that out there for you. Are you listening, Q? I just thought I'd throw that out there to you. Okay, now, here we go. The article goes on. 5 years ago, the FBI approached, that would have been 2013, the senator to appraise her that a San Francisco-based staffer was being investigated under suspicion of spying for China. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, Feinstein's hometown paper, the staffer, who had worked with Feinstein for almost 20 years, drove her around in San Francisco and served as gopher in her San Francisco office and as a liaison to the Asian American community, even attending Chinese consulate functions for the senator. Okay, we're coming up to a break. I'm going to get myself another cup of fresh brew, Trona. Are you hearing me? I'm going to go from there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Here we go!
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about some interesting things going on here. Dianne Feinstein and her driver, her boy, for 20-some years or something like that. This is Feinstein's hometown paper, the San Francisco Chronicle was writing. Had a staffer who worked with Feinstein for almost 20 years, drove her around in San Francisco, and served as her gopher in San Francisco office and as liaison to the Asian American community, even attending Chinese consulate functions for the senator. Had no security clearances, but he was very, very close, and as it turns out, he was a spy. I hate it when this happens. Now, there are some things that serve as big curiosity things for me in this whole thing. Because at the time when a lot of this was happening, when it was first reported by the FBI to Dianne Feinstein, it was 5 years ago, 2013. And I am going to Leland. How do you spell Leland? Leland. E. How's that happen? E? Leland Yee. Shrimp Boy. How about that one? Shrimp Boy. We'll go Shrimp Boy. How's that? Now, some of you know where I'm going with this. Shrimp Boy. Leland Yee Shrimp Boy and one extraordinary San Franciscan. I hate it when the racketeering charges filed against Leland Yee. Raymond Shrimp Boy. Okay, this is from San Francisco. Okay, this is from the Chronicle. Uh-huh. Raymond Chow, otherwise known as Shrimp Boy. Racketeering charges filed against Leland Yee, Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. New racketeering charges include bribery on three bills. Okay, now some of you may remember us in our reportage of Leland Yee, a sitting California senator. Now, listen, I'm not getting away from Dianne Feinstein. I'm just trying to be timely here. That's all I'm doing. Racketeering charges filed against Leland Yee and Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. The criminal charges against suspended state senator Leland Yee and one-time gang leader Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow expanded Friday when a federal grand jury accused both men of leading racketeering enterprises in Yee's case, his campaigns for San Francisco mayor and California Secretary of State. The new he was running for Secretary of State. Uh-huh. The new indictments add to charges the grand jury issued in April against Yee and Chow and 27 others. The racketeering charges carry potential 20-year prison sentences and will require the defendants upon conviction to forfeit all ill-gotten gains to the government. Racketeering is defined as a series of criminal acts to promote a corrupt enterprise. For Chow, 54, the enterprise was alleged to be Ji Chung Chong, a venerable Chinese-American community organization he has headed since 2006. Aha. Uh-huh. Chow, who served federal prison time on a previous racketeering charge, has been honored by San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee and dun-dun-dun-dun, Senator Dianne Feinstein for his recent work with troubled youths. Oh, that's youths. I'm sorry. The federal prosecutor said a 5-year undercover investigation showed Chow was running a criminal organization that trafficked in drugs, weapons, and stolen goods and laundered more than $2 million. Federal agents said their investigation of Chow led them to one of his associates, Keith Jackson, a former San Francisco school board president. I actually met him. I have to admit. Wow. I mean, at the time when this article came, this article is, two or three years old. I thought, you know, when you see the guys that you've because I was an educator, right? And just in a glancing, I've been to San Francisco. I'm not going to get into the whole story. I didn't know the guy. I just shook his head and introduced him. That's all. I'm serious. Don't come after me. Says a former San Francisco school board president, who also worked as a consultant fundraiser for Yee in the senator's 2011 campaign for mayor of San Francisco in a short-lived run for Secretary of State this year. Very short-lived, I might add. That was, what year was this filed? This was in 2014. So we're getting close to that 2013, right? 5 years ago business that we're talking about? Where the FBI informed Feinstein? Aha, uh-huh. Now you're starting to catch on. Leland Yee, later on, it's been found, and asked, actually part of this, I don't know if this article is going to get into this as soon as I get my computer to work again, wonderful. But this whole thing is very timely because Leland Yee was also convicted of running guns. Yeah, the guy who was putting all these different gun laws into California law, right, and restricting everybody's freedom of the Second Amendment right, was running guns, large guns, large amounts of guns with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. Get it? So this is the connected dot to Dianne Feinstein and her boy, her driver, her office aide, whatever he was, that's the spy for China. Now, where was Leland Yee getting all these weapons? No. purportedly he was really trying to deal into things like the Stinger missile stuff. They had some very sophisticated weapons that were in Benghazi, September 2012. And a lot of those weapons actually ended up on the free market, believe it or not, because ISIS got their hands on them in shipments that were coming out of Benghazi and into Turkey, being transited across Syria into Jordan. The first shipment was 800 tons. We reported it explicitly here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Strait. Within hours, really, I think it was about 24 hours of the Benghazi attack, we were talking about these weapons being shipped. Large numbers of these missiles. You saw the missiles and some of the weaponry, if you saw the movie 13 Hours about Benghazi, how the CIA was actually buying up these weapons. And then, of course, what was happening was they were being shipped and transited over to ISIS, which was forming at the time. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? So they were being formed at the time. So Leland, he says, I'm going to stick my hand in that pot. So he started working with people in the Philippines to purchase these weapons. And some of the weapons were quite large, including cannons, howitzers. What the heck? But they were all coming to the United States by way of New Jersey into California. There's speculation about what they were going to do with them here in California, the ISIS folks. But that's what Leland Yee was up to with Shrimp Boy. And how is all that being coordinated with the Chinese is the big question, right? It's probably what you're thinking, since the staffer for Dianne Feinstein at the time was working very closely with the Chinese. Now, I wonder who in China they could have been working with. Besides the intelligence agencies, there's also a guy who works over there. His name is Mark Obama Nisandro. Oh, I'm sorry. The middle name was Obama. His last name is Nisandro. No, couldn't be related to Barack Obama, right? There's not too many Obamas on the planet, is there? Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, go to our website and hit that donate button. Donate to Agenda 21 Radio or newcaliforniastate.com. Donate, donate, donate. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today.
1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You know, what's really interesting is that what I'm telling you about right now is something we reported years ago. I'm serious. And, you know, and I appreciate everybody's reportage on this issue, but it has been, we reported this years ago, what was going on. This whole shrimp boy thing, Leland Yee, the missiles, the plans, the plots. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes along with this extraneous information. I'm not going to say what they were planning to do with the missiles. I kind of laid off on that, and I gave great detail about that whole thing back in the day when this is all popping up. But it's significant in this reporting that we're getting from the Federalist about Dianne Feinstein, in that it was 5 years ago that the FBI went off and warned Dianne Feinstein about this guy. Well, this is the same time frame, 2013, that Leland Yee and all this investigation about Leland Yee, and of course, he had some major league operations going on deep in the bowels of the buildings of the state capital of California. And I remember that. He had a Senate office, he had two Senate office buildings, or rooms, offices. The Senate office building, which is off the Capitol there, not in the Capitol, but on one of the side streets there. Big building. And then he had an office there. Then he had another very secretive office, which had a lot of computers, a lot of data in there. And they had to dig and dig. And they finally broke, you know, they had to get the data out of there and all that other stuff they had in there. And he had all kinds of stuff in there. It was a treasure trove for the FBI. It's about the same time then, obviously, and I'm making the leap here. It's just, to me, it's pretty obvious to me. And again, that was the San Francisco Chronicle that we read from before that's reporting on this whole time frame, which matches it. The FBI was out warning Dianne Feinstein at that time that Shrimp Boy and other people that she's been hanging with, hello, are hanging with her 20-year-something guy that she's had this relationship as a staffer. Says, the unnamed source added that a Chinese MSS, that's the Secret Service of China, official first approached the staffer during a visit to Asia several years prior. Given his proximity to Feinstein, we have no idea what information he could have gleaned in her employ. We do have a presumed identity. The Daily Caller discovered that a Feinstein staffer named Russell Lowe, listed on the senator's payroll as an office director as of 2013 before he was let go, matches the description of the Chinese asset. Russell Lowe. It appears Lowe continues to operate freely in the United States. A year after he was removed from Feinstein's office, Lowe spoke at a conference on Chinese investment in California. In October 2017, he visited a South Korean publications office with former Representative Mike Honda. Mike Honda, he's a real work. Indicating he still had access to political figures. Lowe presently serves as a Secretary General of the Education for Social Justice Foundation, which seeks to educate the public on unresolved historical conflicts, human rights, and crimes against humanity. The Chinese government likely views its present focus favorably. Japanese abuses during World War II era via its comfort women system, whereby 200,000 girls from 13 or more Asian countries were forced into sexual slavery. Lowe discusses the nonprofit's work there. It took a tweet from President Trump implying hypocrisy given Feinstein's role investigating Russian collusion as a member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence while a Chinese spy had infiltrated her own office to force the senator to address the issue. Isn't that interesting? She tweeted in response to Trump's tweet, says, the FBI told me 5 years ago it had concerns that China was seeking to recruit an administrative member of my California staff despite no access to sensitive information. I took those concerns seriously. I learned the facts and made sure the employee left my office immediately. Feinstein's account conflicts with what has been reported regarding the recruitment of and activities of the Chinese spy. She conveniently omits that her office employed this individual for almost 20 years in a close capacity while he represented the senator in interactions with Chinese officials. They go on in the article. I'm running out of time. They go on in the article to talk about Dianne Feinstein's love for China. And, of course, her husband is legendary. They don't even mention her husband, Richard Blum, in this article, at least so far. I haven't. And, again, I got this cold read. I knew where it was going to go because we've been reporting on it hello for how long. Oh, here we go. It does. Shortly after Feinstein, then mayor of San Francisco, established a sister city relationship with Shanghai, one of the earliest and most robust such relationships in U.S.-China history. Soon after, Feinstein led a mayoral delegation to China, joined by her husband, investor Richard Blum, a trip they took together many times over the ensuing years as the relationship between both Feinstein and China grew. The plot thickens. During the 1980s, the mayor of San Francisco, Feinstein, developed a close relationship with Shanghai mayor Jing Zemlin. This substantially enhanced Feinstein's foreign policy profile and created an important linkage to the United States government for China's Communist Party. Just as Feinstein rose to a prominent position to foreign affairs and national security in the U.S. Senate, first on the Foreign Relations Committee and later chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Jing rose to the top of the Chinese leadership, serving as chairman of the Central Military Commission. Got to remember something, that Mark Obama Nisandro, he operates internet cafes in China with the secret services, basically, of China, the spy network. That's just a little detail. And I'm sure that Feinstein had something to do with that, don't you think? Especially since a lot of those come out of where? Where a lot of those internet cafes from Mark Obama to Sandra? Well, Shanghai, of course. Sister city to San Francisco. Connect the dots, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, this article that we were reading from the Federalist is very extensive. We are going to come back tomorrow, of course. We wouldn't miss the opportunity here to get the truth out to you guys about what is truly going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, I mean, it's really kind of an interesting story, as you can well imagine, as these kind of stories go. And there's a lot more to it, and especially the relationship to Shanghai, which I think is really, really, really important to understand. The whole dance, if you will, of the Obama administration and Dianne Feinstein and the rest of them. But you can read the article. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio from the Federalist, Ben Weingarten. Excuse me, Weingarten. And excellent article. See if we can't get him on the show. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And make sure you go to our website and donate, donate, donate. The donate button is alive. It's alive. Keep us running up and running and so on. And also newcaliforniastate.com. You can hit that donate button as well and create a new state. Either one. Okay, now, like I say at this time of the radio show, please visit those websites. And also you can email me, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. And, you know, stay strong, America. I mean, this really is sincere from all of us at Agenda 21 Radio. We are exceptional Americans, and that's why we will stay strong. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.